Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. In terms of performance, I want to mention here with last night's deal or ceasefire for 2 weeks here, these numbers are not going to, there's going to be a lot of chart action with today's action that David will cover tomorrow. So keep that in mind. We're looking at chart action that occurred on Tuesday, of which there was somewhat limited action. So again, keep that in mind. We're going to see a lot of chart action. I'm going to do my best to one go through today's and then talk about some major landmarks for some of the larger areas of the market that we need to be watching. Regardless, though, in terms of Tuesday's action, mixed day across the board, crude up around 0.5%. That's all going to be wiped out with today's action. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. Emerging markets up around 35 bips. The Russell 2000 are rounding out our top three. S&P 500 rallying into the close, just making its way back to the green side of flat for yesterday. And then towards the downside, the equal-weighted index, S&P 500, SPX, CWI off around 0.25%. The Dow Jones and EFA there with developed markets rounding out our bottom three. In terms of research, I like this one. I like to highlight it, from time to time. This one's fun with the Masters coming up. Just talking about a lesson from Azalea. It's never all roses, right? Talking about the process over time. A lot of us think that I certainly couldn't get out there, but even the best golfers, you think that it's always smooth sailing for them, but you end up in the rough and ultimately how to play it. So keep that in mind. It's a bit of a longer read there, but point is there's a some great analogies in there, let's put it that way. All right, in terms of overall market movement, yesterday's action, we saw the NYSE high low index reverse back higher. So this is a near-term indicator, measures the percentage of NYSE listed stocks making new relevant highs over those making new highs and new lows, and then we smooth it, the values don't swing around too much. All that to say, it's a very short-term indicator. You can see how quickly things kind of move higher and lower. So getting a reversal back up signals strength in the near term, which again is going to be a positive as markets were flirting with washed-out territory over the last few weeks. All right, next, that was a major kind of movement for yesterday. I wanted to now talk about what could happen this morning or today. So, looking at futures, this is around 6:15 or so. Looking at futures, we're up around 6:68:30, which, if we're looking at our default chart, that would bring us just up above the middle of the trading band and to this point of to this point of resistance. So again, we won't see that on the chart until today once we see that higher. That high there, but it is important just to get again contextualize some movement, and then from there, obviously looking towards those all-time highs, with those dating back to around February of this year. So again, reclaiming the middle of the trading band, certainly positive, returning to a buy signal and maintaining our positive trend there as well. Now, crude off around six, excuse me, around 70, mid 70s or so at this point. Again, as of 6:15 or so on Wednesday, that will send us lower. We were all the way up around, 110 or so. Obviously, with the news of progress in the Middle East, oil and kind of energy areas in general are falling back down. Coincidentally, this also comes at that point of that newly established trend line. So, within a few bucks of that, we should see some action. And this also, again, point of support from earlier in 2026, a big range of old resistance as well as you look back at 2024 and 2025. So again, if we do see continued progress, we could continue to drift lower. But for right now, we look to settle, just around the mid 70s. Next, we get gold. Gold reversed back down yesterday, but is higher this morning, as well as other areas of precious metals. Most areas are higher this morning, obviously. But getting a reversal back down into O's, we've seen a lot of chop. There's been a kind of back and forth movement for gold, so continue to watch out for for the space, particularly when you look at precious metals, which were a previous point of relative strength against energy. And if we do see continued easing of conflict, essentially, how does that relationship look between commodities-focused leadership and precious metals and energy? All right, we'll wrap up with two quick comments. One for the Russell 2000, so small caps. Again, we'll have to wait for it to update on the chart here, but according to pre-market movement here, we should see a reversal back up into a positive trend. That would be a positive sign, looking like small caps are trying to have put in a localized bottom here on our default chart up around that 2420 mark. Next level of relevance support worth watching, 2480. But again, we are up around that 24. 2460 mark, which would again move us back into a positive trend and leave us within striking distance of those highs from earlier in 2026. And I'll actually wrap up with a negative development there for Oracle ORCL. Had a rough go of it in 2026, off around 25% or so. But moving back down lower, returning to a sell signal at within earshot of those 2026 lows there around 138, 136. So this isn't a name we want to pick up even on today's bounce. This is going to be a kind of a sell on rally category, sell on rally name, excuse me, as we reclaim the middle of the trading band, break up back towards that positive trend line. It's going to be a name we're going to want to look to trim where possible. All right, that's going to do it for me. David will be back again to go over any of the updates that we see on the charts throughout today's action. Hope everyone's safe and has a wonderful day.